This is a recording of the October 28th, 2020 regular Board of Directors meeting to convene at 4 p.m. at the Chugach Boardroom.
Started. I'm going to call the meeting to order and ask you to join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, nation under God,
liberty and justice for all. All right. Thank you. And roll call. We have in the room myself, Director Morse, and Director Kaysen. And on the phone, we have Director Chastain, Director Hollis, Director Henderson, and Director Parks. And we also have in the room Director Wigan. So, do we have a safety minute?
All right, common sense safety. Next slide, please. So what is common sense? Well, the idea is to have prudent thinking around our own perception of risks and the facts that drive those risks. It's our ability to think and behave and make reasonable decisions in the moment. We're not born with it, but we acquire it over time through experience, trial, error, a few mistakes. I'm always reminded of one of my favorite cartoons with Rooster the dog, and he says to the other dog, "You know, it only took me one time to buy an electrical cord." So that's part of earning that experience. Anyway, next slide, please. So to apply common sense, we look for potential hazards before we start the task. Here in the workplace, that's why we do the tailboard on the cruise. That's why at home you kind of map out the tools and the ladder and how you're going to set all that stuff before you start the job. We stay focused on the job and try to eliminate distractions wherever possible. Fatigue, emotions, all of those things, complacency, we need to check ourselves for that. This, you know, that's a great question to ask yourself before you start a task. How do I feel about the task? Is there anything else distracting me? Am I upset with myself? Am I upset with my kid? Am I still unhappy about something that happened at work today? Or my bike tire is flat and I'm PO'd about that, and now I gotta climb up and clean the gutters. Yeah, maybe I need to forget about the bike for a little bit. Focus on the ladder I just climbed up. So that self-check is a really big deal, and I think sometimes we skip over it. Don't let the unsafe actions of others influence you. You know, so easy, and I'll kind of draw that to our group right here. There are times where, as leaders, sometimes we do things that can influence the actions of others that lead to unsafe stuff. Sometimes, and we look for this a lot here at Chugach, you know, trying to hustle people along, right, and create a false timeline is a very good example of an unsafe action where I can influence somebody else or somebody can influence me. We have to look out for those things. It can happen all kinds of places. So that's a small example. I'm sure there are many others. But I think, is that the last slide, Art? Right.
That's it.
All right. Thank you. What questions do you have? Observations, concerns?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
I just have an observation that I think the flip is true as well, right? That the safe actions that we do. So I appreciate all of the attention that you have on COVID and mask wearing and making masks available, and that we have a safety minute in the beginning of every board meeting to stress how important it is that all the way through the organization we have safety. So I always appreciate that. All right, thank you. And now we can move on to the approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion to approve?
Move to approve.
Second.
It's been moved and to approve the agenda and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, and then I have some
aye.
Immediate business, which is I need to assign an acting secretary and treasurer for business in the room. I'm going to ask Director Kaysan to be our treasurer, I'm sorry, our secretary, and Director Wiggin to be our treasurer tonight to sign appropriately.
Yep. Be happy to. Thank you.
All right. And then earlier we agreed on delegation to sign expenses, which is why he's not our treasurer, for Jim Stewart and Harold to Director Kaysan. All right. We have no members to be heard, correct? Correct. All right, and we can move on to approval of the consent agenda if I have a motion.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
All right, that motion carries, which takes us to CEO reports and correspondence.
All right, Madam Chair, we do have a number of items on the CEO report. Unless there's anything specific under the financials, we look very good for the month. We are ahead of budget and still year to date, I think we're like 1.6 million in additional margins. So things are looking very good there. So although the sales are down, our expenses are down to match. So things are looking good. On the third quarter, safety report, again, we have no lost time incidents, and we're going on 2 years now. So knock on wood, I want to thank everybody for continuing to be safe, but those look very good for the quarter. And then on the RRC, Brian, do you have any updates you want to?
Just briefly, the committee's been meeting every Monday for 4 hours. We have several subcommittees meeting as well, one on articles of incorporation, one on developing the bylaws, another one working on the code of conduct. And we did select a facilitator last week, and we're working on getting the contract put together. They attended our meeting last Monday, and we'll facilitate the meeting next Monday. So I think we're moving along. We're also working on we have a budget committee working on a budget, just working on right now. We're supposed to, we'll have something for the committee next Monday. We're making progress. And on the regulatory side, the commission held a workshop last Wednesday and Thursday on the integrated resource planning regulations. We commented verbally. The workshop went for 2 days. There's a lot of back and forth and good comments, and we are submitting written comments. We should have the draft done tomorrow and have those submitted by Friday. And in addition to that, we're working on comments on the draft regulations for the 01 docket, which covered governance. So that those draft regulations were published 2 weeks ago Wednesday, and they will be voted on at the next public meeting, and then we'll have 30 days to comment. So a lot of work going on in that area right now.
All right, and on the board policies. I'm sorry.
Can we talk about that just for a second? Is this a good time to ask a question about? How your report, Lee, you pointed out that HEA doesn't participate in ARCTEC, right? Is it? They're not part of.
They're not part of the Intertie Operating Committee.
Right, and so we're the system operator for the South, but the Reliability Council and the regulations are going to, how well are they participating in that?
They're very active participants. Rick Baldwin is a representative on the implementation committee, and he's been very active and very helpful.
How are we going to see those functions meshing is what I'm trying to get towards.
Well, to be clear, we will be the southern controller of the Alaska Intertie.
Right.
And that's a very specific task under the amended and restated Alaska Intertie Agreement. It involves scheduling power up the Intertie and down the Intertie. The broader RRC will develop reliability standards, and people who use and maintain, operate, improve the Intertie will have to do that in accordance with those operating standards. So the intertie will fall under the reliability standards when those reliability standards have been adopted and made enforceable. So as Southern Controller, we'll be responsible for ensuring that from an operations perspective, the southern end of the intertie is operated in accordance with the operating guidelines that are laid out in the reliability standards. Is that, did I,
well,
too much
I,
jargon?
No, no, I think, Brian, what I was wanting to step one step back from that, because Homer gave up the piece of line from Soldotna Day, Dave's Creek, to AEC, right, to the
Energy Authority
Energy
purchasing
authority.
It.
So basically, to be shed of transmission assets, these transmission assets, and I'm kind of concerned that the tenor, we don't balkanize, you know, and I really applaud all the work that's gone into making a relationship with MEA, and I see this as an area where HEA is trying to pull back.
I don't know that that's exactly accurate. You know, the issue with that particular line segment is that they have no native load north of Sterling Substation. So we actually, as the people or the off-takers of Bradley Lake and the northern utility participants, have a vested interest in seeing that line section operated. And I think the sale of that line to the project better aligns the need to get it in service and the sense of urgency around that and maintaining it and upgrading it with the folks who actually have that need. And so...
Good. Well, but that's a good point. I find that reassuring.
And Southern Controlling in the Alaska Intertie is related to the tie between Teeland and Fairbanks. So
right.
The stuff related to the Intertie Operating Committee is strictly related to that line section that was built in 1985 that went from Teeland out by Settlers Bay,
mm-hmm.
north to Healy.
Right.
So it's very specific to that. It's a creature of that agreement, the Alaska Intertie Agreement. And, you know, without getting into too much detail, the Alaska Intertie Agreement kind of expanded and morphed over time, and it became the place where the rules of the road resided for the interconnection, because it was the first interconnection in the rail belt. Yeah. But not a good place for them to reside. The RRC will lift those out of that agreement and put them in a more broad context where they apply to everything from Homer to Fairbanks. So
which is the rail belt.
Yeah.
Sorry, Lee. Thank
no,
you
no,
for
no. That's actually a good question. Yeah, very good. And on the board policy tasks, everything in there is pretty much related to just the standard reporting on financials and so forth. So I don't think there's anything there. But if anybody has any particular questions on any of those, we can certainly answer them.
Any other questions on CEO reports? All right, let's move on to director reports. Alaska Power Association Herald.
All right, well, thank you. And we do have a report. And once again, I believe Crystal is on the line and will be giving the highlights of that. So. Crystal, if you're there, please proceed.
Great. Thanks, Harold. Thanks, Chugach Board. Always appreciate being able to address you at your meetings. So it's the week before the first ever APA, Arica Insurance Exchange, virtual annual meeting. So we're looking forward to 2 days of meetings and 1 day of content and of great speakers that we have lined up. We certainly appreciate that Lee is going to be talking about the acquisition. I'm looking forward to hearing his presentation. And we will soon be sending the link for the content day, which is a week from today. And then next Tuesday and Thursday are primarily meetings. Anyway, really looking forward to that. And just as a reminder, you will be able to access the meetings and such via Microsoft Teams. The only reason I mentioned that is because I found out from a general manager or from a CEO that his board did not have Microsoft Teams on their iPads, and they needed to get them loaded on. So I'm sure you all have that, but after hearing that knowledge, I thought I would share that we are using Microsoft Teams for the meetings, and people will want to make sure that you have downloaded that and have access to it. Last month, our AK Care Political Action Committee met and decided to give contributions to 34 candidates for State House and Senate. So thank you, Chugach, for your work in getting those distributed to the Anchorage area candidates. That's it for my report. Appreciate your time, and would be happy to take any questions if there are any.
Are there any questions for Crystal? Director Hollett?
Not a question, but I would like to just add, first of all, thank you, Crystal, for that report. I do encourage everyone to tune in next week to the APA annual meeting. There will be some very interesting topics discussed and speakers, so I would encourage you to take some time. If you can't sit through the whole thing, obviously pick out some items. The agenda has been submitted in your email, and you can see that. And then the other thing I wanted to mention is I think you're all aware that Crystal puts out a fairly comprehensive monthly report. I believe it came out last week, so there is additional information that she's not touched on, and I do encourage you to read that report each month. There are always topics that affect our utility and are of interest to us. So, again, Crystal, thank you for the great information you provide to us on a monthly and at this board meeting as well. Thank you.
Thanks, Harold.
Excellent.
Excuse me, Madam Chair, just said to follow up on all that, is Teams available in our app store to download on our iPads?
So I think we will table that for an IT question, but for
okay.
Sure, maybe at the break, I was going to say, maybe at the break, we'll get Connie to work with us. I think if you link your account, you can download it. If you don't have your account linked, I bet IT can get it on there. But we'll take that up on the break, for sure.
Okay, thanks.
Any other questions? Anything from Architect Director Henderson?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Architect has had several meetings over the last month or so, just brief discussions and trying to develop a plan for a strategic planning event, and to put out an RFP for a contractor. Actually, Tom Lovis and I don't have Dick's last name right there, are the ones who were awarded that effort. So Tom has a strong understanding of the electric utility industry, having been at Chugach for years, as a matter of fact. So I didn't get a note to you yet, Lee. I was going to give you a short briefing on what we went through this morning, but they're going to do a one-on-one conversation with the 13 members of RTEC, 4 CEOs, 4 board members, 4 alternates, and 1 associate Copper Valley Association. The intent is to do those one-on-ones. They're about 30 minutes per person prior to Thanksgiving. And then the intent is then to put together a program for a half-day session in probably the second week of December, and then the second half-day session in the second week of January. Yeah. And it's just really to determine whether there's a need for RTEC and whether it continues, if they decide that there may be a need, what the need may be. And the two people, Tom and Dick, are certainly, and Tom certainly knows the industry well, and he brings a great deal to the table, and Dick is a facilitator and has facilitated a lot of strategic planning things. So that's the history of RTEC. And like Yogi Berra said, he says, I want to thank everyone for making this meeting necessary?
All right.
And it's Dick Lefevre is the other.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
And I think you might
thank
know
you.
Dick.
Mm-hmm, yeah. I do. Yeah. Are there anything to add, Lee?
No.
Okay. REAP, which is me. And I will say that REAP has a policy committee meeting tomorrow. So if there is anything further prep that Tugach would like to provide, I'm available for a phone call tomorrow, probably tomorrow morning. I think that meeting's at 11. Or an email with more specific notes, anything that you need. And they will have a quarterly meeting in November. Okay. Moving right along on all of that, but nothing new to report yet. How about audit and finance?
Yes, thank you. There has not been an audit and finance committee since their last board meeting. We do have an upcoming one on Tuesday, November 10th. And with that, that's the only thing I have to report regarding audit and finance.
Excellent. Thank you, Director Hollis. Director Parks on operations?
Of course, I lost the date on our last operations meeting was October 7th. And in that meeting, we did have an update on the Eklutna and also an update on the MLMP acquisition. Both of those were discussed in executive session, and we did not have any recommendations or anything that we voted on during the meeting. One thing, our next operations committee meeting is not scheduled until January 13th of 2021. I do know that there was the desire not to have one in November due to the the completion of the MLMP acquisition. I do have a question on December if there was intent, and we can take that at another time and see if it needs to be scheduled. And that's all.
I've just been informed that we have scheduled an ops committee meeting on 12/7, although not showing up on my board calendar either.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I don't have it.
We've quickly addressed your concern there, Director Parks, and gotten ourselves a December 7th.
That was great.
I'll have you know what an effective
response.
Yeah. Thank Connie for that one. All right. So
thank you.
We'll work on getting that on the calendar. It doesn't show on my calendar either. I'm hoping the same, next is governance. That's me, and I'm hoping the same thing is going to happen, that the Connie angel is going to float over my shoulder and tell me when the next governance committee meeting is, because I don't think we have it scheduled, and I think we need to have one. Last time I remembered, we sort of sent a thread out looking for a good date, and I think we just never had closure. So look for us to have a governance committee upcoming, and I will root out what happened there. Waiting in case.
I don't think we have a governance committee, but we do need to get that scheduled.
Yeah, we do need to get that scheduled. So I'll work with Connie to get that done.
Stuart was the only one who responded when I put out the request of the dates that worked.
Ooh. All right.
That's on us.
That didn't quite feel like the same visit from
right after you talked to
for some reason.
So noted. We will get our act together, ma'am. All right. Other meetings or reports? For the good of the order? All right. We have no unfinished business scheduled, so we are now ready to move into executive session, if I can have a motion.
Madam Chair, I move that pursuant to Alaska Statute 10.25.175(c)(1), (3), and (4), the Board of Directors go into executive session to 1, discuss and receive reports regarding financial matters, the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect on the finances of the cooperative. 2, discuss with its attorneys legal matters, the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal position of the cooperative. And 3, personnel matters.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, we are in executive session. And then we have a new business item on the table. Do I have a motion?
Madam Chair, I move that pursuant to Alaska. Oh, that's different.
Wrong one.
Wrong one.
Don't go back. We just got out.
We just did that.
It should be 9A.
I do it with my laptop.
You.
Here, I got it.
I move that the board of directors.
The motion or withdraw the motion?
He's reading it now.
I move that the board of directors authorize an increase of the integration program funding of $3.0 million to continue the program for the month of November 2020 for a total integration program funding authorization of $35.7 million.
Second. Vice Stewart Parks.
It's been moved and seconded by Stewart Parks. Any questions? Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Sorry, I forget about the pause on technology. Motion carries unanimously. And then with that, we'll let everybody but Tyler go, and we'll go into executive session. So I think I need another motion.
Okay. Yeah, it's Zoom.
Now
go into Alaska Statute 1025-175C4, go into executive session to discuss personal matters.
Uh-huh.
Was there a motion?
Yeah, that was a motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right.
I'm gonna leave you a second. I'm losing the